The rift within NATO over the war in Iraq is showing again. At least five NATO countries, perhaps twice that many, are refusing to send soldiers to Iraq to train Iraqi military officers. Some, such as Germany and France, say this simply continues their policy since before the war began. The U.S. says they are taking the unprecedented step of disrupting the NATO command structure. From Berlin, Emily Harris reports.
NATO needs a couple thousand soldiers to go to Iraq, trainers and troops to protect them. Countries are working out offers of support, but already five nations, Germany, France, Greece, Belgium, and Spain, say they won't send anyone to Iraq. What most disturbs U.S. officials is that these countries are taking out of the mix officers already dispatched to serve under NATO command at NATO headquarters, Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld.
I mean, it's kind of like if you got a basketball team and you have five people trained together week after week after week, it comes to be game time, and two of them stick up their hands and say, gee, I don't think I'm going to play this week. And so that's something that NATO's going to have to work on.
NATO's top commander, General James Jones, says as many as a dozen NATO members may ultimately refuse to send trainers or their protectors to Iraq. Some who do plan to participate won't send many personnel. Turkey expects to contribute two officers, Denmark around four. The chairman of NATO's military committee, General Harald Kuyat, says none of this should hurt the immediate training mission.
I don't think it will have a short-term impact, but it may have an impact on the sustainability of the operation. And since we are having taken a step-by-step approach, so we are expanding our mission over the time, it will become, of course, difficult.
It is the possibility of mission expansion that some analysts say keeps the French and Germans from helping with the training project in Iraq. Yves Boyer, deputy director of the Foundation for Strategic Research in Paris, says some European countries fear helping train officers in Iraq could lead to pressure for further NATO commitments there.
If you go to Iraq, you go with a NATO flag on your helmet, and then you tend to say okay to this NATO move into Iraq, and then why not another move? So this is a question of principle. I think the fear is that gradually, step by step, there may be some temptation in Washington to enlarge NATO missions.
The U.S. rejects that notion, saying this training mission is clearly and only that. Germany, France, and Spain also say they are just sticking with previous positions of sending no soldiers to Iraq. All will help pay for some of the mission, and some who won't send troops there are willing to train Iraqi soldiers outside the war-torn country. Karl Lammers, a German member of parliament, disagrees with his government's position. He says this shows NATO splits over Iraq are still not patched up.
It's not just a thing of the past. Certain past problems still reach into the present. This issue shows there are difficulties in transatlantic relations between certain European states and America that have not been overcome. How is it possible to close these gaps and return to a United Nations operations worldwide?
U.S. officials say NATO is a lot more united now than it was ahead of the invasion of Iraq. Considering the divisions then, one American official says, it's progress to have NATO approve a training mission for Iraq at all. Emily Harris, NPR News, Berlin.